Coming to you live from the middle of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber for Tuesday, September 3rd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Bernie Sanders says he is very much open to a meat tax. That's right, a meat tax to tackle climate change and fund the Green New Deal. He's going to outlaw bacon, too, it seems. Yeah, there it is. Outlaw bacon. Well, don't give him the idea, I'd say. And number two, while Bernie is going after your bacon, Joe Biden and Bobby O'Rourke are setting their sights and taking your guns away. All of them. Following another grisly killing spree in Texas, we'll have the latest. And number one, Dorian the Destructor. The hurricane has done catastrophic damage to the Bahamas. Moving very slowly now, it's been downgraded to a Category 3 hurricane, just crawling at a mile or two. But the devastation to the Bahamas is, well, it's biblical destruction to the Bahamas is what it is. The danger for Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas is not over yet, but not what it was a couple of days ago when it was a Category 5. Dorian at one point equaled the second most powerful hurricane recorded. It tied with several other hurricanes, including the Labor Day 1935 hurricane and others, with sustained winds of 185 miles per hour. And most of that was unleashed on the Bahamas. Now it's been downgraded to a 3, sustained winds of about 140 miles an hour. Not a small storm by any stretch, but not the monster it was just about 48 hours ago. We'll get to that more in detail in a moment, but first, the latest on the boat fire in California. If you haven't heard about this, it's devastating. A boat went out, a 75-foot boat, the Conception, had offered people the Labor Day weekend of their dreams if you were a diver. It was diving in the reefs and beautiful fish and all of the incredible sights under the seas at San Miguel Island, California. Gourmet meals in between dives. It was an incredible opportunity for just $625, but at 3:30 in the morning on Monday yesterday, the ship caught fire. It apparently had exactly no firefighting equipment on board, no fire extinguishers, nothing. And those that were caught below deck had no escape hatch, no way to get out of the 75-foot boat. They were trapped there. Five members of the crew escaped as the boat was fully engulfed in flames at 3:30 in the morning. By about 7 in the morning, the ship began to sink as it had burned down primarily to the waterline. So far, 25 bodies have been recovered, 9 people still missing. It is a horrendous failure at sea. The fact that there are no fire extinguishers on board means it could not pass any Coast Guard inspection at all. All vessels are required to have firefighting equipment, life jackets, personal flotation devices, all of it. This boat had none of it. Rescuers that arrived there, northwest of Los Angeles, just off from Santa Cruz Island, began pulling bodies out of the water yesterday. But several bodies remain, well, they believe, underneath the vessel at the bottom of the ocean there. What a horrible story. It had burned to the waterline. 5 people escaped, 39 people on board. Like I said, it was supposed to be the trip of a lifetime for those that like to be among the fish, if you will. Terrible, terrible, terrible accident. I'm sure California will respond by outlawing boats. Back to the hurricane now, Dorian. Dorian is still churning up the coast. It's a Category 3 storm now, continuing to assault the Bahamas. The Bahamas, catastrophic damage. Catastrophic damage in the Bahamas as a result of the storm. It's been parked there for days, has Hurricane Dorian. The unpredictable storm pummeled parts of the Bahamas for more than 24 hours, downgraded to a Category 3, like I said, but it doesn't seem to want to move a mile or two an hour, just stuck there. The National Hurricane Center said in a release at 1 o'clock today, the storm is continuing to produce gusts of 155 miles per hour. And, of course, you've got the Bahamas that are completely rain-soaked now, so the trees are weakened, the foundations are weakened, all the infrastructure is damaged or compromised. The storm surge was 18 feet. The storm's current movement considered stationary. The Prime Minister of the Bahamas, Hubert Minnis, said at least 5 people killed and dozens more injured thus far, and the storm continues to be parked on the Bahamas. The storm has continued to impact the island, so it is difficult to determine the extent of the damage, which is likely to be historic, to say the least. historic, to say the least. The pictures coming out of the Bahamas are breathtaking. Absolute and total devastation in some areas. More than 2,000 distress messages, including reports of a five-month-old baby stranded on a roof, have been received. Dorian unleashed massive flooding across the entire nation. Of course, it's just off the coast of Florida, as you know. So much wind and water, officials urge people to find location and flotation devices and grab hammers to break out of their attics if necessary. Residents in Florida have been trying to track the slow-moving storm as it sits about 100 miles off from West Palm. Signs that the storm will make a turn northward, and it seems to be doing that, but it's moving so slowly, not much is happening. It is losing strength. That's the only good news, losing strength as it sits there. All the energy is being tapped out of it. The problem in the Bahamas is because the storm continues to be stationary, it's almost impossible to get rescue crews to the scene of the distress calls. Thousands of those distress calls already, as I just reported. Several people killed. And if you missed this, on Sunday into Monday morning, the wind gusts were as high as 225 miles an hour. Now, that is an incredible, impressive storm. 225 mile per hour wind gusts. 30 inches of rain in some places, and that's why the Bahamas is in such bad shape now. Because there was, you know, at some point, you can't withstand it anymore. All right, so where is the cone now? The cone now shows it running up the coast of the United States, but not coming on land, remaining well offshore. Should still be a major hurricane by the time it gets to Georgia and South Carolina. That'll be early in the morning on Thursday, and by Friday, it'll be off the coast of North Carolina. By then, it should be downgraded to a 1. And then it'll head out to sea. And by 2 o'clock Sunday, it'll be somewhere near Nova Scotia, Canada. Still is a hurricane, though. Still is a hurricane. Possibly still a 1 by the time it reaches Nova Scotia. Just an incredible storm that sustained itself for a very, very long time and did an incredible amount of damage and has left numerous people dead, the Bahamas in disarray. And for others who have been planning to go to the Bahamas, you might want to reschedule that trip for now. It could be months, it could be years to rebuild the damage that has been done there. Absolutely breathtaking, and you've seen the pictures. It is absolutely an incredible storm in all that is done. All right, coming up with the program today as we get started on this short week, Grover Norquist is going to join us. He just got back from the Burning Man Festival, which seems a little odd to me. But Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform, apparently he was exploring his wilder side. We will talk to Grover about that coming up. Plus, we'll have James Dover, the president and CEO of the local health system. John Pence will be here. Dr. John Lott will join us. We've got a lot coming up here on the program. And you can stay up to date on everything that happens here at stevegruber.com. Follow us on americasvoice.news, americasvoice.news. When you want to see it live streaming, that's the place to go. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all there for you on a Tuesday of the short week, the holiday week. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.